It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the High School Scoreboard Show into our 8 o'clock hour. Games are underway in some places, wherever you may be. You may be getting a little bit of rain. You may be getting no rain. Out in Snailville right now, where everybody's somebody, they're getting soused. I mean, it is coming down as Valdez is up 14-0 on South Gwinnett in that game. Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. Going to check a couple of scores before we join. I guess Lee County and Colquitt County are tied at 7 early in that game. That's the first quarter score. Stevens County is down 21-0 to Oconee County.
That's surprising to me.
That's surprising.
Surprising to me, yeah. Stevens have been playing great. Oconee's had some tough games, but they're battle-tested. You knew they were going to play with a lot of heart. You're not going to go out easy. So, you know, great job by them. New Manchester up 14-0 on Kennesaw Mountain in the second quarter. And Richmond Hill, 42, Wayne County, nothing at halftime.
Whoa, that's early. Those are some scores early. And we're keeping an eye on more scores. But right now, you know, Georgia Athletic Directors Association, and you've been been a part of it before, Chris, they do so much around the state. They're the ones who really working in the trenches, so to speak, with the athletic programs in the school districts and at the individual schools. And the president for GADA, Ricky Turner, is athletic director at Blessed Trinity. They have a game tonight.
Somebody pretty good, I think, is playing there. Maybe two really good teams.
Yeah. But Ricky Turner is joining us. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Sam and Chris, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I think he stepped away. It's kind of quiet where you are. Where's the game?
I'm watching it from the door in the field house.
see, Ricky, what Sam doesn't understand is the athletic director knows all the places to go. So if that thing's
right
at home. Now, if they were at Milton today, it'd be loud because he wouldn't know exactly where to go. But
no, exactly. Yeah, it's loud out there right now. I'm kind of watching from the corner right here. So.
What's going on so far? Because people want to know.
Right now, it's 7-0 with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. So Milton's up 7-0.
You guys are playing tough, though. Really.
Yeah, we're holding in there right now. So, yeah, playing a real good team. So
exciting time. So talk to us about the GADA, Ricky. Really, I love the GADA. One of the first things when I became an athletic director, they don't train you for that job, Sam. They just tell you, hey, you're the athletic director. You're like, well, what does that guy do? You know, and then they start to. So groups like the GADA are crucial to the development of these people. So what's going on with the GADA?
It's a great organization. And like you said, you know, these ADs that are coming in and don't have much training, it gives them an opportunity to be part of this organization where they can take classes, they can take workshops. The big thing is you're building relationships with ADs all over the state. And, you know, that helped me when I was a young AD, you know, being around a lot of these ADs that had been around 20, 30 years. And that's hopefully what we're doing for them now is anybody that needs any help or any guidance, we can help give that to them.
And you talk about high school athletics, it's one of those things where the goalpost kind of moves constantly, right? It evolves. There's always something changing, always something new. Talk about, in light of that, the importance of having a group of people you can lean on and learn from and the resource of it all.
Yeah, especially now, you know, when you're talking about NIL and all that going on in high school sports and then different rules changing, you know, we can, we got different things that we can help each other, programs, and we bring in guest speakers to catch us up on different things going on in the Georgia High School Association. We have a mentoring program that's really helped us this past year that we're starting, and hopefully that's going to help all these, you know, especially young athletic directors, but even some that have been around, you know, 20, 30 years, things are always changing and we're always learning and there to help each other.
Yeah, the job is constantly evolving. That's what my question was going to be, is like, what do you see as the future? Or what's an emphasis this year for the GADA or for the athletic directors in the state?
Well, we want to get as many athletic directors involved as possible. So, you know, we've gone in, we've done a strategic plan with our board, and with that strategic plan, we've added a lot of new things with the board. We've changed the board structure. We have over 60 athletic directors now involved on our board, and that's serving on committees, and that's just going to help everybody in the state getting better. It's from all different parts of the state. You know, we cover north, south, east, west, and we're covering, you know, private, public, city schools, and we've even got the GIAA and GAPS. You know, those athletic directors are not a part of organization. And, you know, we're all here to help each other grow. So
we're spending time here on the Scoreboard Show with Ricky Turner. He's athletic director at Blessed Trinity, but he is the president of the Georgia Athletic Directors Association. We appreciate him spending some time and stepping away from a big game over his place tonight as Blessed Trinity is hosting Milton. You've been on board at a time when a lot of new sports have been added, especially think about girls flag football, which has really been embraced at your school. Talk about implementing new sports and the things that being a part of GADA helps you in that regard.
What a great sport to add. I mean, we added it 3 years ago, and we were fortunate enough to win the state championship a couple years ago. And the amount of girls that are coming out to play this sport, I think we had 80 girls try out for flag football this past week. So, and it's tremendous that we're able to do that and give them an opportunity. You're seeing more girls play multiple sports now because they're able to play flag football. They're playing basketball at the same time, and they're playing lacrosse and soccer and everything. So it's given them a chance to play multiple sports. Been a big plus for us.
You know, Sam, what people don't know is what is the athletic director's role in that in the GADA? Well, they got to coordinate it where a girl could play softball and still play girls flag football, or a girl could play volleyball, or a girl could play basketball. And so they've got to work with the GHSA and the professional organization like the GADA to make sure they fit all that in that a lot of times people aren't thinking of until after it's over. And now we've inadvertently done something where we made them pick. What girls flag football does is they've done a great job of finding a way to add without subtracting, right? Isn't that right, Ricky?
No doubt. And just to see the coaches work together, I think in our basketball season 2 years ago when we won that state championship with flag football, our girls played 10 straight days of sports. They were playing both basketball and flag football. And the coaches, the way they worked it out, they're coming together. They're there to support these girls and help them do both.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we just wanted to spend some time with you in your capacity. How difficult is it for you now? You being the president, I mean, is it a real difficult for you to carry out that position? Real challenging. You know everybody, and I know some of the folks who are in GAD. You have some characters.
He got his hands full.
Yeah, he's got his hands full. And Sam, you see it every year at our conference. We appreciate what you do for us and MC that thing, and you make that a great conference. And and like you said, we've got people like Joe Sanfilippo, our executive director, and Carter Wilson and Josh Matthews, who are, you know, have been just tremendous in building this organization. And that, and it goes for our whole board, you know, with our vice presidents, you know, Kelly Hutchinson and Kevin Grooms and Don Baker. I mean, we've got, and across the state, that covers so many different areas across our state. It's just a great organization. The relationships we build with each other, and it's just helped us tremendously.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight and continue the wonderful work that you do working on behalf of our young people and leading the athletic directors around the state.
Appreciate all your work, and thank you keeping Coach Dudley straight.
Well, I think he's excited right now. I just looked out here. We're 7-7, so we just scored. So, I appreciate y'all having me on, and appreciate everything y'all do.
Well, thanks so much for the time. And let's keep an eye on that game.
7-7.
Okay.
Hey, let's go.
Right. All right.
Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great night.
You too now. That is Ricky Turner, who's out there, excited athletic director, first of all, at Blessed Trinity.
I'm telling you something. Blessed Trinity got a good football team this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got Milton over at their place. And that's big over there tonight. All right, folks. Great talking with him. Coming up next, we're going to have our school days guest. And we talked about him. And my goodness. from Shamrock High School, DeKalb County product, all the way to Super Bowl, Pro Bowls multiple times. And he's going to join us now to talk about his school days. Jeff Saturday's up next. School Days guest on this Friday night on the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's School Days on the High School Scoreboard Show. As Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is time for School Days here on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios. We got games going on, and we're going to get to the scores and some updates coming up in our next segment. But we talked about him all night, having this guy on with us. We've been wanting to get this guy on for some time, Coach.
Man, we got a good one tonight.
We got a good one.
We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the Super Bowl.
No,
Oh, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to be the first people to not talk about that.
We're not going to ask him about Omaha either.
We're going to talk about Shamrock High School.
Yep.
And they're not playing tonight.
No, they're not. But he knows what
he knows where it is. DeKalb County High School Football, Jeff Saturday.
With Friday nights, we're with you. Jeff Saturday, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Thanks for having me, fellas. I'm fired up, man. And listen, just throwing back the Shamrock, baby. Them Dragons. We were putting it together on Friday night, man. Yeah. Over in the stadium, lights all, baby. Ain't nothing better.
Yeah, I coached the Pickens Dragons. I didn't even know there was another Dragons. I've learned in my research. The
man,
Shamrock
you
Dragons.
You know what? You know what? My nieces went to Pickens County. They're the Pickens County Dragons as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And, so I have family that are Dragons from Pickens County as well.
Man, how about that? How about that, Sam?
Small world.
Hey, Jeff, so let's talk about Shamrock. When you think about that, I know people don't ask you about this. So when you think about your time at Shamrock, what comes to mind? Like, what stands out immediately?
Oh, man, Coach Gartrell, still one of the greatest coaches that I had. I mean, the coaches that we had at Shamrock, Cookie Ramos was my O-line, D-line coach. Coach East, Mike East was a defensive coordinator. Gartrell being our head guy. Frazier, we had, you name Coach Roland, who turned out to be, he'll go in the Hall of Fame for baseball. I mean, we just had, when I tell you, those men made such an impact on my life, just even not only with football, but just outside of the game, holding me to a standard and to accountability. Just an incredible place to go play. We made it to the playoffs for the first time. Unfortunately, we lost to Lakeside, who ended up being the state champions that year. But just watching that program turn around, man, and then Coach Gartrell obviously moves on to Stevenson, where he has, you know, a Hall of Fame career. But it was some incredible relationships, friendships that I still have with guys there. And just a special place, man, a treasure in my life, and one that I was fortunate to be there.
Yeah. Now, who is the rival now? Because I know right around the corner from you guys, there are a cluster of schools. Lakeside's not far. Henderson, Tucker. Who was it?
Yeah, all of these. You named all of them. We had all of them. And then you got to remember, they redistricted us because I think Tucker moved into a different one. And so then we had, like, Krim, Towers. We got put into that division from like my last year, but you named all the ones that were right beside the house that we all grew up playing each other. I played for the Tucker Lions at Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So, but then I ended up going to Shamrock. But like you said, man, Lakeside, Tucker, Henderson, those were all the big ones, man, because we all grew up together playing in the same little leagues, and whether it's baseball, football, soccer, you name it. You know what I mean? We did it all. And so just again, some incredible athletes coming out of that area, and we had a ton of fun doing it. Lithonia turned out my last year, I believe it was Lithonia, my last 2 years that you would probably call our rival. And that was like Rod Brown, you know, NC State, and we had some you know, knockdown dragouts, man, some great games.
And there's been players here for a long time, Sam.
Yeah.
And we saw Jeff come into. We are on the board at the Georgia High School Hall of Fame. Sam and I voted you in, Jeff. And we Jeff came in this year with us in the High School Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And you can see these guys, Richard Dent, you know, Sterling Sharp. Jeff Saturday, that people are like, man, I didn't even know he played in Georgia. You know, and then they've got the other guy. We've always had good players here, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley's here tonight, Jeff. He's in Carrollton. We had him on earlier, you know, watching Juju Lewis.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so we're just saying, I think people are noticing we have these players now, but we've always had them.
What was that experience?
You know what's,
go ahead.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because let me tell you, and I got two of my college buddies are actually visiting me this weekend, Ryan Carfley and Chris Keldorf, who play with me at the University of North Carolina. And we were talking about it. And you know what's funny? One was from California. One was from New Jersey. Carfley went to Bergen Catholic, which is a great high school powerhouse in New Jersey. Keldorf was out in California. He had a great program. And but of all of us, I was the most ready to play as a young player because of the talent that I played against. I literally remember playing in the Georgia All-Star game. I think it was the North-South game. And I remember playing in that game and looking at all the guys and realizing next year when we go to college, we're all playing against each other again. Just to your point, the level of talent we have always had, and those guys were ready to play as young players because they had been coached hard. They understood the game. They were multi-sport athletes, so they were athletic not only in one, but they could do a number of things. I can't tell you how proud I am of the state of Georgia and the type of football players not only that we produce now, but what we've been producing since I've known football. So late 80s, early 90s, however you want to frame it, we have had some absolute studs come through our state.
Yeah, it's not envious to be on that Hall of Fame board because, you know, you can only pick so many, and there's more on there than you can pick.
Yeah.
Right?
How big of a treat was that for you to walk into that room and see those guys last fall?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I remember my wife and, you know, my family, they're all going down with me, and, you know, we're parking and we're walking in, and, you know, my two sons, I got one who's 20, he's 24 now, but he was 23, and then I got one who's 17, and I remember as we're walking in, and they're looking at all these guys, and they're like, holy man, and then they hear the stories, and, you know, you as you get introduced, they can't kind of give this 5-minute or 7-minute, just kind of, hey, this is what this guy's career looked like, and just the awe that struck their faces when they hear about what these players did and the contribution they made to our game. It's humbling because you realize you're one of and how many get overlooked, and we know, but you can't put everybody in, right? But there's so many great ones that are still will still eventually get in. But I was so proud to be a part of it, get in that second year, and it just made it. I remember Takeo hit me up, Spikes hit me up as soon as I got in. He was like, man, I'm so proud of you. You know, I thought last year, but he got, you know, a bunch of the Hall of Famers got in year one, and deservedly so, right? And so we had this conversation, but he sat beside me, and we got to catch up, man. But there's just so many good people, good men who have produced, and it was an honor of a lifetime to get invited.
It's a who's who list now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's some ball players.
You ain't kidding
on there. Yeah. Hey Jeff, talk to us about your. I guess your recruitment was probably much different than what it would be today, right? And what advice do you have for someone out there who wants to be a Jeff Saturday, but maybe they don't feel like it's going exactly how they want it to right now? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, so mine was, you know, we were talking about this today. I think the two probably biggest schools at the time that recruited me were Auburn and Clemson, and I ended up choosing North Carolina because of the education that was coupled with it. But like football schools, well, Boston College as well. But you know, and they had produced a bunch of linemen. But I would tell everybody as you're going, find a place that you can play. Like, don't worry about the decal on the helmet. nearly as much as the education and where you can find a place to play. There are so many players who get wasted by going to a school because they think it's going to look cool or it's a great name and it's going to be, man, let me tell you, when you're done, that degree, that diploma is going to matter. And if you start playing, you will have so much more fun where you are and where you're planted than trying to go somewhere that just has a name. And I think too many people get caught up in what that world looks like. And I tell you, I was fortunate. I chose Carolina. When I chose it, it was maybe a top 25 team. Three of my years, we were in the top 10. And, you know, I hit it at the right time. We had some great teams, won some huge games. So don't worry about what teams have done in the past. Look at the kids who are coming in that you can build relationship with and build teams with. And I'm telling you right now that the ability to go play. And then the other part to me is everybody leaves now, right? And I just don't believe my son walked on at Carolina. He stayed all his years, got his degree. He had so many opportunities to leave to go somewhere else. And I just kept telling him, man, it's not about that, right? It's not about just bouncing and going. There's something about sticking it out, learning, going through, going and getting to the finality of it. And I will tell you, as he was graduating, he was so proud that he had fought it out and stuck it through. And there's something about that. And listen, there's some grit made in that, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. And, mm-hmm. and he was very honest about the type of play. He knew he was not going to the NFL, so that was not, you know, it's different when guys have that type of ability. My son knew where he was as a player, but I respected the heck out of it. He's like, no, I'm gonna finish here, and I'm going to play on the plays I can. And when I do, I'm going to be my best, and I'm going to give the best look. And I just think there's something about that makes you a better man in the end than just jumping ship every time something gets a little bit tough.
Folks, we've been spending time here with Jeff Saturday, our school day's guest. You know, I always think of great recruiting stories, yours and T.J. Yates, other side of town at Pope, who also ended up at North Carolina. And I just think you guys are just two of the best recruiting stories in this area. And you got it from right where you were. You didn't do a worry about the transfer into different schools or whatnot. And you found your way. Ironically, you both ended up at Chapel Hill.
That's exactly right. And I'm pretty sure TJ played with Roland, Coach Jeff Roland was their baseball coach there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. Just finding, like you said, and look, it's not always going to be easy, man. Like I tell people all the time, when I finally got to the league, I wasn't worried about who was in front of me, man, because I knew I had already done this, right? I had already. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be good players. If they ain't got good players, you don't want to be on the team anyhow.
Right.
But boy, you better worry about you. You know what I mean? Like for real. Let me tell you something. If you can walk in and there ain't many, and we know this, man. And listen, I'm in the Hall of Fame, like you said, the Georgia Hall. There ain't many who can just walk in anywhere and go play. All right, right. I'm just going to be real. I can hold it up one hand of how many guys that I've played with in my entire career, and they're in the NFL Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That I would just tell you are just dudes, right? Everybody else they got it out the mud, man. And you better understand that part, that there's something about that makes you a better player, a better person than just something being handed to you, man. There's something about mm-hmm. earning it that makes it different. And TJ, myself, like there's so many more. It wasn't handed, bro. You better go earn it. And you're much happier with it once you receive it.
And we can't talk about this for long, but Sam, that is a lesson for many people
yes.
playing right now in college in the NFL, right? Jeff, I mean, that's how people are going to separate themselves now is that grit. You know, that's how they're going to separate themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You got to have that. It's a different attitude that changes you, and you see it in players. That's a fact.
I can't let Jeff leave before I ask this question, Sam, okay? And, I mean, you may have another one. But
no.
I was a longtime high school football coach. Jeff was a high school football coach for a few years, and he goes to the NFL. Now, we said we weren't asking about the NFL, but I just wanted to know how nice it was that he didn't have to talk to anybody's mom.
Listen,
like in the NFL, did you ever have to talk to anybody's mom?
Let me tell you this right now. Those 8 weeks I spend the NFL, I talk to parents all day long after what I got in that day, boy. hey, that thing was a dumpster fire, bro. That thing was, it was a bad case. And you know, when you fired everybody and you standing there like this, you're like, oh, my word. Them poor players, man, yeah. You're just trying to get through each week.
So you were ready to go back to the
bombs. It was incredible.
Yeah.
it was an incredible experience. Yeah. But I cherish my time as – as a high school coach and as a, in that short brief time, man, I was so honored to, that Ursay asked me, and I stood in the gap, man, and did it, and had a blast doing it, and I knew, I walked into that eyes wide open. I knew it was going to be a tough thing, no different than when I went to Hebron. Mm-hmm. I knew walking in that program, it was going to take time to develop it and grow it. And now I look at it now, I got so much pride, man. Yeah. They're in the top five, top three, and they're going to take that thing and win a championship. And I love that I was part of that to build it to where it is. You know what I mean? There's something about can't everybody win one. But boy, I tell you, I know I pay tribute to get guys there, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah, from Friday nights in DeKalb County to Chapel Hill to the Colts to the Georgia High School Hall of Fame, and he's got a gold jacket in his future.
Yeah, man, this is one of the best. Yeah, this is the guy, man. We just said we weren't going to ask you about all that.
We're not going to ask him about
that. We appreciate you, Jeff, man. A great ambassador for football, but we're excited because you're representing Georgia football too.
Yes, I appreciate y'all, man. I had a great time. I hope y'all have a great night and enjoy your time, man. Appreciate what you guys have done for the game.
All right, that is Jeff Saturday joining us for School Days. Fantastic, great catching up with him. Man, the stories he had to tell, that was a great time. Wow, you appreciate him dropping in.
We dropped the Stevenson reference.
Yeah, we did.
We got Coach Gartrell on. Maybe he's going to be on next week, see if he's busy.
We'll maybe see where he's at next week. Folks, we got some scores. We got updates from our reporters. We got scores. Games are most of them in the second quarter now, some headed toward halftime. Updates are coming your way. You stay with us here on the Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 929 Game and 929TheGame.com. The Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios, where we got our Cup reporters checking in with us tonight. And let's check in with them. First of all, we hadn't heard tonight from Owen Kennedy. He's a Chattahoochee. Let's check in with him.
Hello?
Owen, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Give us an update from your game. Who is it that you're watching tonight?
Yeah, it is amazing. All right, so it's Chattahoochee versus Centennial. It is 22-7, and it may be raining, but like the atmosphere is amazing. We're winning. Like, this is great.
Well, who's been doing good things for you?
DJ Avery. He's got us a couple touchdowns, and yeah, they're just killing it on the field right now.
It's Chattahoochee with the lead, right? Halftime. Is that where we are? Halftime.
Yeah, we're at halftime.
Awesome, awesome.
Fantastic, fantastic. Owen is another one of our Cup reporters tonight from Chattahoochee High School. What year are you?
I'm a senior this year.
He's a senior this year.
What's your plans? What are you doing next year? I'm the first one to ask you that, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to Clemson.
Hey.
There we go. Listen to him.
Breaking news.
Fantastic.
Owen, I know. Go Tigers.
Owen, you got to come back with us later on and wrap everything up at the end of the game, but thanks so much for this halftime update.
You can get DJ, see if he'll talk to us.
Of course.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, that's Owen Kennedy with an update there. Let's check it over at Westminster. They're playing Gilmer. Palmer Root was with us before the game. Palmer, welcome back to the Scoreboard Show. What's going on over there?
Yeah, great to be back. Cass, tremendous first half, up 21-0. Really has been lights out defense, and the offense has been marching.
Sounds like you guys have figured out that Gilmer offense right now, huh?
Yeah, they really marched on the first drive, got down into our red zone. And then Luke Smith was able to force a fumble. Since then, the Cats offense has been great. Touchdowns by junior Chase Marable, senior Mason Tice, and then QB Michael Bue scrambled one in as well.
All right, give us that score once again.
21-0 at half.
Man, I told you. I told him, didn't I say? That coach, those kids don't know about that triple option, but Coach Romberg does. It's not his first day, baby.
Knows all about it. Palmer, thanks so much. Check back in with us when the game's all done.
Of course. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That's Palmer Ruth over at Westminster with Gilmer County. Checking into this. All right. We got our guys.
Where's
out.
Our guys?
Our guys are working tonight.
Where's the non-Cub? Where's the Bear reporters? Are they the Bear reporters?
Let's check in. Who do we have first, Dom? Let's check in with Day-Day Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Emmy and Dede Lewis live here at Cambridge High School, where the Bears are playing host to the Calhoun Yellow Jackets. Bears hosting their homecoming and looking to stay unbeaten. And guys, as we get ready to start the second quarter, it's a 7-3 lead for Cambridge, courtesy of a Tyler Blaylock rushing touchdown, man. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. This kid looks like Christian McCaffrey the way he was juking some of these guys out here. So we'll keep you up to date as the second quarter is getting underway now from Cambridge High School and the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Dede Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dede sounded like he's running up and down the field trying to keep up
with him. Dede sounded like he was trying to juke some people.
Oh, my God, man. Guys are working out there for us tonight. All right, we haven't heard from Eric Slaughter. He is on the road, man.
Where's Eric?
He's at Bowden, Bowden against Heard County.
Whoa.
Let's check in with
Eric. Let's see what's going on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Games, the Friday night high school scoreboard show. This is Eric Slaughter checking in from Bowden High School at the Dwight Hostetler Stadium, where we enter the second quarter, not at 7-7, as the two-time defending champion Bowden County Red Devils are hosting the Heard County Braves in a matchup of high-powered offenses. Both teams have turned over the ball one time, but 7-7 as we are early in the second quarter. Bowden gets into the end zone on a 6-yard touchdown pass after forcing a fumble to get the ball back from the Braves. We'll have an exciting game here. Heard County is about to take over an offense, and they will have 96 yards to go if they want to get back on top of this game. They opened the scoring on an 11-yard touchdown pass after picking off the Bowden quarterback deep in his own territory. 23 yards later, they got to pay dirt. So, once again, your score is 7-7 as we enter the second quarter here at Warren P. Sewell Field at Dwight Hostetler Stadium at Bowden County. This is Eric Slaughter for the High School Scoreboard Show. Let's send it back to the studio with Sam and Chris.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric.
7-7. That's a little – I kind of thought Bowden would handle them, but Heard will hang in there. Heard's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Heard County and just regular Bowden.
Yeah, regular
Bowden. But, yeah, my boss, Dr. Thomas, Dr. Travis Thomas, superintendent, he's been a principal at Bowden, so
you got to do that right.
But our man, Ahmad Tinker,
yeah,
his son playing Heard County.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we got a little Tinker out there.
Oh, we
got
to watch out.
Playing a bit of Bowden today. So I got my superintendent boss on one side, my friend Tinker on the other. So I'm going to win either way or lose either way, right? excited to see what happens to that one. What else we got?
We got Garrett Chapman.
We got more Bears.
Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman live at Carrollton High School for a battle between two heavyweight Georgia high school football programs. And it is a slugfest here early on in this game. We are through one quarter. I sent an update, but then I had to redo this update simply because we've had a lot of action just in the last 2 minutes of game time. And I really needed to get in here and just kind of break everything down for everybody. 7-0 is your score right now. Carrollton is on top. They scored in the very early goings of that second quarter. Juju Lewis, he was able to drive his team down into the shadow of the end zone, deep into the red zone twice. But on his first opportunity in the red zone, Elijah Watson snuffed it out. He had this gorgeous acrobatic interception. I put it up on Twitter, at GChapATL. Go check that out. Just a personification of what kind of athletes that we have here on the field today. 21 different guys from the junior and senior class who are going to be playing on Saturdays, and I would not be all that surprised if we had some of them who are also going to be playing on Sundays. But then they just sort of traded short drives because these two dominant defenses, two of the very best in the in Georgia high school football. And Christian Kelly comes up with his big-time fumble recovery for Carrollton, sets them up just outside of the red zone. And Kamari Farmer was able to punch it in to bring him that one touchdown of the game. And we thought everything was going to flip on its head because Jeremiah Ware, the Georgia Southern commit, he returns the ensuing kickoff. But the story of this game to this point, penalties. I think there have been somewhere in the range of 10 or 11 penalties, and I feel the rain starting to come down. So it's penalties. Got to maintain that mental composure, and then you got to remember this rain is going to come down. It's going to make that wet ball. We're already starting to see that happen just a little bit. 7-0 is your score. Gainesville is on the ball. Still a really tight contest. Lots of football still to come. Garrett Chapman, live at Carrollton High School. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. I'm very excited to be here. Very excited to be sending some more updates here. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, Garrett. That was a great time with a great ball game with a lot of fantastic players in that one. I think they reached halftime. with the South Gwinnett and Valdosta game. And Valdosta, I think, is up 21-7 in that one as we keep a look at some of the scores. Which other ones are jumping off the page for you right now?
Man, I'm trying to keep up with our Cubs and Bears. Has gotten me off my game a little bit, Sam. That's some exciting, really some exciting times there. Nice to have the whole area covered, you know? And that's what we're seeing right there. Let's see.
We got North Oconee. We talked about that game with Jefferson. They're up 28-0. That is a halftime score.
That surprising to you?
Yeah, very surprising. Really surprising. I thought that was going to be a tight ball game tonight.
Gadsden in Florida is beating Coffee right now, 7-3. Really good team from out of state. Coffee, really good. That'll be one to watch coming up. Toombs County, after a big win over Rome. You know, Toombs is a small school. They're number one in the state.
But they're good now.
Oh, they're number one in the state, but it's still single A. They beat Rome last week. Rome, not single A.
Right.
So, Toombs County 30, Charlton County 12 at halftime. So, Toombs, try not to have that letdown game. You know, the letdown game after you have the really big win you didn't really expect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Buford and Douglas County looks like it's, 14-7 Douglas County over Buford right now in the second. Norcop Christian in six overtimes.
Six overtimes.
Tied still with Ringgold. Said tied still.
So they're still going.
I guess.
Whoa.
It says Norcop Christian 39, Ringgold 39, six overtimes. Do they quit going? Maybe I should know that answer.
But I don't know. Well, no, we're not doing
ties. They do make them go for two.
Yeah, we're not doing ties in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, because they need the power ranking stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're getting we
six. So this would be my luck, Sam.
What's that?
They started that thing at like 5 o'clock because they need to get done early. They're going to be done the same time as everybody else. They're in the seventh overtime. My goodness.
Way is looking. Got an update from down in Fayette County. Chris Dunn's going to join us. He's keeping an eye on things down in Sandy Creek. Chris, welcome back to the Scoreboard Show for this season. What are you looking at tonight?
We're looking at a fun night of football down here. Sandy Creek looks like a title contender again. They're in control 25-0 at the half over Upson Lee. They scored a 55-yard touchdown on the first play of the game and kind of kept it rolling ever since.
Man, fantastic. So they do have that look again this year, huh?
They have sprinter speed all over the field.
Yeah, Sandy Creek's really good. Really good.
Yeah, they got a couple defensive players that are, you know, not dressed out tonight, but they got so much talent. I'll be shocked if they're not at least a Final Four team this year.
Yeah, they'll put another one in, Sam.
You think so?
They got more behind them. Coach Darius Smiley doing a good job down there.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a great
job. Yeah, and it's actually tonight they're celebrating the 15th anniversary of their first ever title team in 2009, so they got some old legends back in the house, too. It's pretty nice night.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great night. Sounds like a special night, and we appreciate you checking in with us. Chris Dunn down in Fayette County, keeping an eye on things there with Sandy Creek. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. That's one of the things that happening down that way. Yep, like it's another one of those seasons.
You might be in that state championship game calling Sandy Creek again. Maybe it won't be as controversial this time.
We don't want that happening.
Lowndes 21, Kale 0 in the second quarter.
Okay.
So how about that one?
Got that one. Stevens County has scored, but they're still down 21-3. That's the second quarter score. Oconee County is leading it.
Cass 21, Hiram 14, halftime.
Okay. Those are some scores. Lee County 14, Caulfield County 14. They're tied. That's the second quarter score as well from down in South Georgia.
Valdosta 21, South Gwinnett 7 at the half. And we got updates from our guys, too, because the games that they're covering are changing faster than we can keep up with them.
All right. Well, we get those, too, as we get for the top of the hour. Headed for the top of the hour, Jeff Fisher is going to join us. High School Football America. We're going to show how we find out where our schools rank among the nation's top 300. That is coming up as you stay with us on this Friday night. We got you covered from one end of the state to the other. It is the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.